Hurry up, Michael, you're late.
Get up in the morning, go to school, come home, study, go to bed, get up again. I just can't keep it up anymore, Mama. This rat race is killing me.
Well, that's the problems you older men have to face.
Here's your lunch, and here's a quarter for milk.
Thanks, Ma. Mm. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Get in here.
Man, you better be cool.
Hand it over, man.
Hand what over?
Come on.
Hey, man, Eddie, you know it's against the rule to stop the elevator like that. Give me.
Yeah, well, rules are made to be broken like your fingers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Eddie, cut it off. Get off my lunch.
Fight.
Come on, Eddie. This is the third time this week you're taking my lunch. I'm getting sick and tired. If you're so hungry, why don't you join a free lunch program?
I already have, Evans, and you are it.
Hey, man, I get hungry, too. What am I supposed to do?
Why don't you sign up for the free lunch program?
Oh, you really funny, Eddie.
Yeah, well, don't complain, man. It's harder on me than it is on you.
How do you figure?
This is the third day in a row you've had meatloaf.
Well, that's just too tough. Give it back.
Look out, Evans. And don't think I forgot about that quarter. Now, you get it.
I don't have one today.
You think I'm real dumb, don't you, Mr. Straight-A student? Take it out of your shoe. Oldest trick in the world. Only a jive turkey would try to pull that kind of con. And starting tomorrow, the price goes up to 35 cents.
Why?
Inflation, man. It's tough on the small businessmen, too. And I wouldn't tell anybody about this. The tooth fairy is going to be working overtime at your house tonight.
Oh, no. For once, I'd like to see a button roll out into the middle of the floor instead of under the sofa. If you care anything about someone who's been working since 6 o'clock this morning, come out from under there, please.
Hey, buddy, look here. If your point is 9, I got $2 says you can't make it.
Hi, James.
Hey.
Honey, I lost a button. Can you help me?
Sure. Be glad to.
You lost $200, you cheater!
How can you cheat at Monopoly?
I know I had a hotel on Boardwalk before I went into the bathroom.
But you was in there so long, when you came back, the hotel was condemned. All right, you two, stop that hassling now.
Oh, yeah. Can't you see that Ma and Dad are praying?
I found your button, baby.
Oh, thanks, honey. Look what I found.
Hey.
Water.
Hey, that must be mine. Probably fell out of my pajamas last night when I was sleeping.
What were you doing with money in your pajamas?
I take out Diana Ross a lot in my dreams, and I don't want to think I'm a cheapskate.
Maybe a head case.
JJ, you ought to leave your brain to science. It's never been used.
You ought to leave your face to science. They come up with a new Bride of Frankenstein.
Get out of my way.
Lord, where's all the food in this refrigerator? There ain't nothing in here but some cold air and a lonesome light bulb.
Honey, with the price of food today, the only way that thing's gonna look full is if we get a smaller refrigerator.
You might as well unplug it then. This ain't nothing but a 500-pound ice maker.
Friends, there's still plenty to eat in there.
Yeah, but what happened to that piece of sweet potato pie we're saving? Now, who would do something like that? Junior?
Don't look at me, Dad. The same thing happened to me. I wanted to make my favorite sandwich today, peanut butter and jelly. But there wasn't no peanut butter and there wasn't no jelly. So I was forced to make a ghetto jam sandwich. Two pieces of white bread jammed together.
Nothing funny is going on around here. I was saving a chicken wing yesterday and it was gone before dinner.
Well, maybe what we got in the house is a phantom nibbler.
Unless the roaches learn how to open a refrigerator.
It ain't no phantom, James. It's Michael.
Michael?
Every day this week, he's been coming home and running straight to that refrigerator. And then he eats a full dinner a half hour later.
Well, I'm glad the boy is eating good, but why such a big appetite all of a sudden?
He's a growing boy, James.
Yeah, what's he growing, Will Chamberlain?
Michael has been kind of touchy lately. Maybe he's not feeling well.
He looks fine to me.
Well, the answer is obvious. That's right. He's been touchy. He's been eating twice as much. That's it.
What's it?
Michael's pregnant.
Do you ever get to feeling like I do sometimes? We might have brought the wrong baby home from the hospital.
Hi, everybody.
Michael, I want to have a talk with you, mister.
Sure, Daddy.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, great.
Michael, did you eat your lunch today?
Yeah, Mom, I ate.
You sure you ate everything? Even that apple I put in there?
Uh-huh.
That's strange. I haven't put an apple in his lunch for 2 weeks now.
Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Freeze!
Michael, you haven't been eating your lunch all week, have you?
No, I've been giving it away to a poor kid.
To a poor kid? Well, we just decided a care package ourselves.
Now, Michael, it's nice of you to care about someone else, but skipping your own lunch isn't healthy for you.
In this case, it is, Mama.
Now, wait a minute, Michael. I want to hear about all of this, and I want to hear it right now.
I can't tell you, Daddy. I'll get it beat.
Oh, Michael. Now, you know your daddy wouldn't hit you for telling the truth.
Daddy's not the one I'm worried about.
Now, wait a minute, son. Have you been giving your lunch away or somebody just been taking it?
I demand to plead the Fifth Amendment.
Some jive time Junior Flip been ripping off Michael's lunch.
He's been taking your milk money, too, huh?
Ah, kill him.
Michael, why didn't you tell us about this before?
Because Michael's smart. The dude's probably some 8-foot monster make Mean Joe Green look like Lil Bo Peep.
No, JJ. Eddie's my size, but he's tough.
Wait a minute, Michael. You say Eddie's your size, huh?
Yeah.
All right, then Daddy's gonna tell you how to deal with him. Now, tomorrow, when Eddie comes and tries to take your lunch from you, say, hey, look here, man, I can't give you my lunch because I get hungry later myself. If he don't go for that, then you drive on his face.
Awful thing to teach your child. You know violence only begets violence.
Well, that's all right, baby, because in this case, Michael gonna be giving and Eddie gonna be getting.
Daddy, I don't think I have to fight if I use my head.
You know, Michael, I think you're right. There must be a lot of ways to avoid that bully.
Sure, you could have someone sneak your lunch into school and hide your quarter in your shoe.
Hide my quarter in my shoe.
Thelma, that's the oldest trick in the world. Only a jive turkey would try to pull a con like that.
Why are you kidding yourself? Either you stand up to a bloodsucker like this or he bleeds you for the rest of your life.
That's right, Michael. You can handle this. If you need any tips, I'll help you. You're looking at the lightweight champion of the ghetto.
You're only lightweight from the neck up.
JJ, nobody's teaching him how to fight.
But, Ma, I can help him. Because ain't nobody going to pick a fight with the brother of kid Dynamite! Look here, Michael. It's all in the arms and legs. You just got to start bouncing up, moving on the man. Give him a right, left, follow up, right, uppercut. Get out of there. Come on, move on. Keep your body moving. If all this don't work, use your legs.
To kick?
No, to run.
Thanks, JJ, but I don't plan on fighting.
You're right, Michael. It never does any good.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let me hit both of y'all to the facts of life. Now, there's some people out there ain't nothing but animals, and they make you fight them to survive. And if you don't fight them, they just keep picking at you and picking at you till you ain't got nothing left. Now, you can do one of two things, son. You can either talk to him or you can run from him. But it ain't gonna do no good. So you got to handle yourself like a man.
James, the boy is only 12 years old.
Florida, that ain't all that young in this neighborhood. And you can't baby this child forever. See, Michael, sometimes you got to make your stand right up front. That's how you get by. And that's why you're gonna make your stand right up front, because you're gonna stand up to this punk tomorrow. Florida, you've been working on the same sleeve for the last 20 minutes. Now, what you gonna do to this shirt? Iron it or fry it?
I'm worried, James. Michael should have been home a half hour ago. I just know that bully has beat him up and he's laying down in a gutter somewhere all alone.
He won't be alone, Ma. Not around here. Probably some wino lying right next to him.
Himself?
Yeah, baby, and I mean, even if he gets messed up a little bit, he's still doing what he had to do.
James, don't say that.
Hi, everybody.
Michael!
Hey!
Honey, are you all right?
Sure, Mama.
Oh, stop baby crying. I'm sure he's all right. That's my son. Ain't got a mark on him. I hate to see what that Eddie looks like now.
You can see for yourself, Dad. I invited him to stay the weekend with us. Come on in, Eddie.
Hey. Hey, this don't look like a bad setup to kill a weekend. You got anything around here to eat, man?
Not for you, Jack. We ain't gonna be here long enough to gum a grape.
Who's that old dude?
Who's that out?
This is my mother, my sister Thelma, and my brother JJ.
And that's the door. Use it.
Dad has a way of making people feel right at home.
And this is my father.
Hey, is this guy gonna be here all weekend?
Sure he is.
You mean you got a live-in father?
That's right, as long as I'm in, you out.
Man, you didn't tell me about him.
That's right, keep walking while you still can,
Miss. Wait a minute.
Daddy, I asked him to come.
And I'm telling him to go.
Yeah, I don't need no hassle.
There won't be any, Eddie. Nobody's gonna hurt you. Believe me. Now, why don't you go into our bedroom for a while? James and I would like to discuss this. Michael, show him the bedroom.
Okay, come on, Eddie.
Florida, there ain't no way in the world that boy gonna stand here one more minute. He is going.
Maybe, James, but after we discuss it.
Michael, what you mean bringing that hoodlum in here? Why don't you punch his lights out like I told you to?
Daddy, I think I have a better idea.
Yeah, let me fight him. I'll rearrange his face.
Oh, no, JJ. He might end up looking like you.
Can you two stop that and let Michael finish?
Well, I got to thinking about Eddie. He gets the lowest grades in the whole class. The teacher makes fun of him, and all the kids laugh at him. Now, that ought to make anybody feel bad. So I told him I could help him pass his final test if he could stay the weekend with us.
Oh, Michael, that's a wonderful idea.
Oh, Michael, it's a lousy idea.
Why, Daddy? Eddie's not a dumb kid. If he'd just take the time to study, he could pass the sixth grade.
Yeah, but son, I don't understand why you want to help somebody that's ripping off your lunches.
Dad, the answer's obvious. If Eddie goes into the seventh grade, he'd be ripping off somebody else's lunch.
No, JJ, that's not it. Daddy, I figured, how can you steal from somebody who helps you?
Michael, I am proud of you. James, he handled that like a man.
And he didn't have to use violence either.
Oh, look, I can appreciate all that, but that boy didn't come here to study. That child is an animal. That's right, and I don't want him in the house. Let his probation officer take him for the weekend.
He's just a little boy. We can keep an eye on him.
I'd like to put my hands on him.
Daddy, what harm can he do?
Thelma, I have seen kids like Eddie before, and they ain't no good.
James, I have seen kids like Eddie, too. Now, for some reason, they fall behind in school, and things keep going from bad to worse, and before you know it, they just give up on themselves.
Well, baby, what you want me to do about it?
Give him a chance, Daddy.
If we don't, who will? Now, if things keep going the way they are for him, before he's 18, he's gonna end up in jail or dead on the street somewhere.
Come on, Dad, it's just for a weekend.
Yeah, Dad, don't worry about it.
We can handle them.
Well, I don't like it.
James, if Michael is willing to help a kid who has been bullying, the least we can do is let him try.
All right, Flood, all right. Now, he can stay for the weekend, but I'm telling you, if the boy caused any trouble in this house, out.
I agree.
Probably in the bedroom right now, ripping off everything we own.
Don't worry about it, Dad. If anything's missing, I'll spot it in a second. In ghetto detective circles, I'm known as the Nappy Kojak.
Hey, I can't take it anymore in there.
Can't take what?
Hey, what you looking at? Oh, I get it. Okay, fuzz, you got me. Go ahead. Search me, search me. Come on.
Just jive it, Eddie. Just jive it. Should I dare?
Eddie, you're welcome to stay the weekend with us.
No more hassles from that undercover toothpick.
Who you calling toothpick, shorty?
You broomstick with teeth.
Oh, that's it, man. Get him, Dad.
Shut up.
Ask your mother if it's all right for you to stay over the weekend?
Nah, she don't care. I stay out for days sometime if I want. So does she.
You can share the couch with JJ and I.
What?
That's if you don't mind sleeping three in a bed.
Wow. In my house, that's a room to my own. We sleep six to a bed.
Hey, when do we eat?
Pretty soon. I hope you like what we having for dinner.
Mm. Ain't no reason it shouldn't. He loves what we have for lunch.
Study now. Right, Eddie?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of letting Michael show me some of them straight-A student tricks. Yeah. You got a real sharp crib here.
Boy, get your feet up there.
Hey, Eddie, you want to do some studying before dinner, man?
Nah, I think I'll just relax.
Come on, everybody. Dinner's ready.
Oh, hey, all right.
No, Eddie, you sit over there. Eddie, in this house, we pray before we eat.
Go on.
Time for prayer, Edward.
Since you're the guest, Eddie, why don't you say the prayer?
Me? I don't know none. Besides, it's dumb.
We don't think so. It makes us feel good. Besides, it's the only time of day that the whole family shares the same thought. Okay, Michael, would you like to say the blessing?
We thank the Lord for the food we're about to receive and for all our blessings. Bless those both near and far. We thank thee for our home and for all the people who are at the table tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, baby, you make the best chocolate cake in the whole world.
Yeah, Ma, you should enter a Pillsbury Bake Off and put it under the good category.
Thank you. Did everybody have enough?
Yeah, Mama.
Yeah,
sure was
I'm
good.
About to bust. I think even Eddie got enough. Compared to the way he ate the rest of us, then he's just picking at the cake.
Do you have any more?
I'm sorry, Eddie, that's it.
How about another biscuit?
Oh, sure, help yourself. Honey, you don't have to do that. You can have as many as you want. I'll leave them on the table if you want me to. Come on. Nobody's gonna take it away from you.
Mama, may Annie and I be excused from the table, please?
Sure.
Come on, Minnie.
It's time to hit the books, man.
Okay, man, show me them straight-A student tricks to pass tests.
There are no tricks, man. You have to study.
You mean you really study, Evans?
Sure.
Man, you're weird.
Come on, man. Let's start on page 73, chapter 6. Now,
why don't you go on without me? Studying's for suckers anyway.
Hey, where you think you're going?
Hey, man, Mike's studying. I don't want to bother him.
Yeah, well, you get back in there and finish, man. Well, see, in this house, people study when they're supposed to.
Good thing I'm not a member of this house.
Well, you are this weekend.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you heard of the extended family? Well, this weekend you part of one, which gives me the right to extend this belt to your behind if I feel like.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, you would, huh? Well, anything to oblige a guest, mister.
Oh, man, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, come on in here.
Oh, you must be crazy. I don't believe this.
I'm gonna make a believer out of you.
James!
Huh?
Hey,
no, you know the boy got it coming. Now get your behind.
I hope your father doesn't go overboard.
Mama, you think Daddy really gonna give Eddie a spanking?
Is a bean green?
Can James Brown get down?
Is your head dead?
Like a 6.5 on the Richter scale.
Well, you know how your father is about studying. He means business.
Question is, which beating did he get?
Well, as we all know, Dad has three in his repertoire. The regular, the super, and the Big Mac.
The Big Mac is right. It can really warm your bun.
That make you feel good?
Didn't make me feel bad.
Nobody ever spiked me before.
Yeah, that's because we just met. Somebody should a long time ago. I got news for you. I held back on you, mister.
That's holding back. I hate to be around when you let go.
Yeah, well, my own kids would have got a lot worse.
They would?
You know it. Well, one thing we know for sure, he didn't get the Big Mac. He's still walking.
Hey, Eddie, my father really laid it on you, huh?
Yeah, he laid it on. I thought stuff like this only happened in the movies.
Are you kidding, man? One time I didn't do my homework, and my father did some homework on me.
I don't get it. Ooh!
Looks like he got the Big Mac after all.
What you want, man? Another piece of me? Don't worry, I'm split.
You ain't got to go, Eddie. You can stay if you want
to. Eddie, there's something you've got to understand. Now, we discipline our kids because we love them. If we didn't love them, we wouldn't take the time.
He don't love me.
How do you know?
Come on.
Loving is caring, Eddie. You don't have to be a member of this family for us to care about you.
That's right. My father could have thrown you out a long time ago.
Sure could have.
How come you didn't? You could save me from running out.
Well, Eddie, it might be because I do care a little.
You what?
I said it might be because I do care a little.
I didn't know somebody could beat on you and care at the same time. Michael, what page did you say we was on again?
73, chapter 6, man.